How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
This holiday season, recharge with the Planet Fitness Black Card for just $1 down and $24.99 a month. So instead of fighting a stranger in the mall over a stuffed T-Rex, bring a friend for free and work out on the TRX. Instead of freezing in line for a lame holiday deal, relax in the Black Card Spa with some hydro massage feels. Instead of being trapped at your in-laws, honey, escape to any of our 2,600 Planet Fitness locations. Sign up today for the Planet Fitness Black Card. Just $1 down and $24.99 a month. Deal ends Friday, December 6th. See club for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Week 13 Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. As always, we're joined by our co-host, Derek Wolf, Super Bowl champion of the current 7-5 Denver Broncos, which is not great for me. Jesus Christ, Derek. I'm going to have to get that fucking tattoo, aren't I?
I mean, Bo Nix is playing fucking unbelievable football right now. He's going to be offensive rookie of the year.
That's not true.
I think it is.
No, he's still.
I think it is.
He's behind Jaden Daniels in literally every category.
No, but if he leads them to the playoffs, I don't know if
if you lead that Redskins team to the playoffs, you should win.
I don't even know.
They both suck.
Like, I don't know one wide receiver on Denver Broncos. Can you name me one wide receiver on the Broncos?
Cortland Sutton.
Sutton is about it, maybe. I don't even know the running back. Who's the running back?
Javonte Williams.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a superstar. Like, what he's doing out there is pretty incredible. So I actually watched that game. We'll start with that one this week because we always go over the hits and misses of last week. We'll start with that one because I actually watched that game because I had money on that game. First of all, the Raiders have zero offense whatsoever. Their defense isn't bad, and if they let Tom Brady make some decisions there, they could be something there, but they don't have a wide receiver that I give a shit about or a running back or anything else up there. Brock Bowers is the greatest tight end in the NFL right now, but that's it over there, and Denver's defense is pretty fucking good, Derek.
Yeah, they've been top five all season. They're playing lights out. They are winning on third down, which is what matters.
Yeah, so
it broke Minshew's fucking collarbone too, because he's out for the season.
Yeah, Minshew's out for the year. Yeah,
yeah, and that's a huge loss for everybody.
It is, man, because I was hoping the Falcons would be able to pick him up off of waivers or something like that, and that's not going to be the case anymore. But looking at the remaining schedule here for the tattoo bets, all right, so you got the Browns coming up next.
That's 50-50 because Jameis can do shit.
He's actually playing hard, and they've got a great defense.
It's every other game with him. Like, he's going to throw four picks a game or four touchdowns a game. It matters what week you catch him, I guess.
Now, that's a home game for the Broncos. It's a night game.
They'll probably win it. The Broncos have a good defense, too.
Yeah.
So I think they'll probably win that one.
So is that win 8, you think?
Yes.
Derek?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Colts after that, I think that's a win.
Yeah, now it is.
Richardson sucks, so yeah. Chargers.
Unlikely they win that game.
Yes. Chargers look very, very good.
Dan, you shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Just the Chargers are very well coached.
Do you know how hard it is to beat a team twice?
It's very difficult, yeah.
And they did it, and they beat them. They handily beat them, and that was a whole different offense.
And the Chargers are known for late season collapses too, especially over the last 5 years or so. It's been a problem.
Different head coach,
certainly. Harbaugh is a great coach. Now, I believe that Dobbins got hurt last night.
He did, which so I was. Oh my
that's
God,
a
dude.
That's a big problem.
I needed one more point in fantasy to win in my league and drinking bros, and it was J.K. Dobbins. Mm. He went down with the injury, and I lost the fucking game. And when it was like 138 or 139 to 138, so pissed off, couldn't have scored any more points. But yes, Dobbins is probably out. It's a knee injury. They refused in the presser last night to say what it was, which means it's probably bad. And let's face it, the knock on him his entire career is that he just hasn't been healthy. When he's healthy, one of the very best running backs in the NFL. Unfortunately, he's never healthy.
I
was with him in Baltimore.
Oh, I love him, dude. He went to Ohio State. The helmet on my desk, by the way, this Buckeyes helmet, Derek, that's J.K. Dobbins signed that for me.
Oh, really?
Yes. Big
fan. I fucking love that guy. His energy and like his locker room presence was phenomenal from the time he stepped into that fucking building. And you hate to see a guy just keep getting hurt, you know, because he plays. The reason why he gets hurt because he fucking plays like it's his last snap every time he runs the fucking ball.
Yep.
And he ends up getting himself fucked up. But man, I hope he didn't. I hope it, I don't know, because if it is really serious, it might be his career, you know.
I know, and I hope it's not, because I'm with you. Like, he was a fan favorite at Ohio State for that exact reason. I mean, he ran like it was his every carry. It was like it was his last day on Earth, and he was a blast. And then Urban said he was amazing in the locker room and all that other stuff. So, yeah, it sucks. So, Chargers, maybe a question mark there. Bengals, we'll see if they actually feel like playing after, you know, losing this season. I don't know what would be the benefit of playing Jamar Chase or your superstar quarterback that you just gave a $260 million deal to the Bengals.
I mean, look, Burrow's going to play. The coach won't be able to bench him. Burrow will tell him no.
That's what I think, right? Too.
Chase, that's another question. T. Higgins, another question, especially since he's not under – he's franchised right now and probably not thrilled about it, frankly. And – the Bengals offensive line sucks, and the Broncos are getting after the quarterback pretty good.
But so they can score a lot of points.
They certainly they can, but I don't think that this Bengals team, under the best circumstances, is an automatic win against Denver, frankly, because their offensive line sucks so bad.
Maybe.
And they don't have a running back.
What do you think?
It's a problem.
The Broncos are a good fucking football team now. Like, we have a dynamic foot. We're the only place we're lacking is on special teams, because they keep making mistakes on special. We need to figure out what's going on special teams, because that's where they keep fucking up. We should have beat the fucking Chiefs, but we had like a lapse in concentration on a field goal, and that cost us a game. I'm pretty sure we have a big return in this one against the Raiders. So I mean, that just shows you that there's something going on with the special teams where they need to figure that shit out. But if they do that, then they have a pretty like solid all around team. Like, they have a top five defense. They're leading the league in sacks right now. They're number one in all kinds of categories. And then their offense is playing lights out football. Like, they're winning on third down on offense. They're staying on the field. Bo Nix is creating plays. He's reading defenses now, checking out of plays. They're running the ball decent. So I think we just need to win three of these next five, and we got a shot at being a wild card.
Yeah, because the last game is the Chiefs, and we don't know if the Chiefs will have anything to play for. If they've already clinched, they will sit out that entire game, and that'll be an easy victory there. So hopefully the Bills keep pace, and they're forced to play that last game there for me, selfishly, but... it appears as if I could be getting another tattoo on my ass. Do you know what the other one is?
What?
You know how everybody gets those Asian writing tattoos? Mine just says Asian writing in English on my ass. Are we allowed to show that on YouTube or no? Okay. Because I'd get up and just show you right now. Very, very proud of it. Every week I get the TRT shot, the doctor always laughs. So it's an endless crowd pleaser there. All right, we'll go over last week's hits and misses here. And this is Steelers-Browns, one of the funnest football games I've watched in years in the NFL. Blizzard conditions. You ever played in a blizzard like that you saw on Thursday night, Derek?
Yeah. We played again in 2015 in a late December game against Tom Brady and the Patriots. we beat them in overtime.
Is it fun being out there on that field? Do you feel like a little kid again, or are you just miserable?
No, it's great because if as long as it's not the cold is what sucks. If it's really fucking cold, it sucks. But that game wasn't that cold. It was like, and to me, a cold football game is anything below 20 degrees. If it's above 20 degrees, you can keep yourself warm enough that you don't like freeze over, like your fingers aren't numb. You know what I mean? Like you could stay warm enough. But that game, it was like 30 degrees, even like 29 to 30 degrees, and it was dumping snow.
Yeah.
And went into overtime. And it was like, it was one of those, sometimes you play a game when you're like, I know I'm fucking rambling here, but sometimes you play a game and at the end of the game, you're like, fuck, I wish we were still playing. Cause we were having like, it was such a tight game the whole time. And it was like so many back and forth that it was fun. And we were kicking, I was kicking their ass on defense. So I was having a blast. And CJ Anderson broke that run at the end for us to win. You probably remember that.
Oh yeah, dude. CJ was on my fantasy team. He was a little bowling ball, that guy. I loved him, dude. But yeah, to your point on this, it was actually 31 degrees. So it was just below the freezing mark. So yeah, yep. That would have been the perfect weather to play for it. Jameis looked like he was having an absolute fucking blast. And it was one of those games that I didn't want to end. Also didn't care who won. I had some money on the Steelers, which sucked for me. But at the end of the day, it was really fucking fun. The only thing that I'll say is I don't know that the Steelers can still understand who their quarterback is. They brought in Fields a couple possessions.
I don't know why they would do that.
I don't either.
I don't know. I don't know. But Mike Tomlin had something up his sleeve, but I don't. You leave Russell Wilson in there. He's playing good football. But you know what I mean? It's like, but I said the same thing on Justin Fields. Like, why the fuck are they putting Russell Wilson in now when Justin Fields is playing good football? I don't know. I don't understand what's going on there.
I don't either. And it's not great, I would imagine, for the psyche of the team if you're always wondering if the coach is going to pop somebody else in there. So it's strange, especially for an 8-2 team who's fucking rolling. And you look, let's face it, you should have beaten the Browns. Obviously, the conditions played a factor. But yeah, I mean, going forward, he's going to have to stick with somebody. Steelers are going to be in the playoffs no matter what, but he's got to figure the fuck out.
I hope he does. I mean, the Steelers are a really good football team. So, but you know what's crazy is we saw the Browns, how good they actually could be.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Imagine, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. Maybe you just fucking stick with Jameis, stick with him.
That's what the guys were saying here, the Libby boys the other day. And it might be the move. I don't know how long this injury is going to be for Deshaun Watson if it bleeds into next year.
I don't think it matters. I mean, he's obviously not good enough to play. And the other thing, which we talked about on Monday or yesterday, is that the Browns have $140 million, I think, dollars worth of dead cap hit over the next two seasons with him. Mm-hmm. There's not shit you can do. You got to find a cheap quarterback. That's it.
Yeah.
There's literally no other option.
You got one.
Yeah. You got Jameis Winston.
So why would you do anything else?
I think they'll probably just re-sign him. It seems like he likes to play there. He loves it. And for a city that rallies around its team, no matter how shitty they are, Jameis is a fun guy to root for in that city. So maybe they'll do it. Next up is Vikings at the Bears. This went into overtime. Vikings are now 9-2. It's just shocking week after week with this team, but you know, here we are. Still don't believe in Durr, but
well, this is what happens when you draft the number one overall pick with a shitty quarterback.
Yeah,
he's a loser, dude. He didn't win at USC, so why the fuck is he? I don't understand. I've been saying this all season. And I said it on the draft. Remember, I was like, he's going to suck. He's not any good. I don't understand why they're putting so much hype on him.
When's the last college quarterback who was primarily improvisational who came into the NFL and had success? I can save you the suspense. It's never happened. Because that's not how football is played in the NFL.
Maybe Patrick Mahomes maybe?
Was pretty improvisational. He was
in college. He was.
It wasn't running necessarily, but yeah, he was making shit up on the fly.
Because his team sucked at Texas Tech, so you didn't have a choice. So yeah, I would say Patrick Mahomes. But other than that,
so there's been one ever, right? And it's the best quarterback any of us have ever seen, which Caleb Williams is clearly not, right?
No,
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson's a runner.
He's
though.
A runner.
He's an option guy. He's the only option guy to ever make it
he
work.
He ran
in the NFL.
First at Louisville. Yeah. I mean, it
well,
was...
he's the only other option. He's the only option guy that's ever really made it work because you could say Vic, but Vic was hurt.
Josh Allen. Right?
Yeah, but Josh Allen threw it at Wyoming. He didn't really have to run the ball.
He ran a lot. He was a fucking.
He had
his
a
team
fucking
sucked.
Cannon, dude. Mm. But he was always down, say to throw the ball. I mean, that motherfucker was throwing like 60 passes a game.
It's you got to wonder. Like I know that, you know, they kind of the behind the scenes of the Falcons and that pick with Penix kind of put on display for a lot of people just how stupid NFL front offices are.
Dumb.
Like, did you really? We've talked about this recently, actually, about how certain guys will come in, like Jaden Daniels this year. His success is going to make some bad decisions in next year's draft.
Yeah, because it somebody's going to
all the time
get Shedeur Sanders at number one, and they're going to fucking regret
God
it.
God damn it, dude. And it's like, what person in the NFL thought Caleb Williams was Patrick Mahomes? Right? I mean, like, seriously.
Clearly the Bears did.
Patrick Mahomes has it mentally, like Tom Brady did. That's where he has it. That's where it fucking matters for that position. Peyton Manning had it mentally. No matter what else was going on, you were able to tune out all the noise. You don't fucking run into the stands and cry after the game with your mom, right? You're tough. Even like there's been that's the hallmark of a great quarterback. It's not the physical talent. Like there's how many NFL quarterbacks are more physically talented than Tom Brady?
Oh, a million.
Most of them.
But he's
right?
tough as Listen, anybody that questions Patrick Mahomes' toughness is an idiot because, dude, I dislocated that motherfucker's kneecap on a third and goal. He tried to run it right at me. I fucked him up and dislocated his kneecap, and he put it back. I watched him. I laid there watching him put his knee back in, went out for a snap, and came back in.
And I bet you guys lost that game, didn't you?
We did still lose, yeah.
I mean, at this point, though, Caleb Williams, if you look at it, has very similar stats to Jaden Daniels. Daniels has a little bit more with yardage, but I mean touchdowns, interceptions, it's very similar.
Yeah, they're not even close to the same player. It's a ridiculous comparison.
That's why
it's literally statistics.
Statistics aren't the comparison. Like
Who do you want your leader to be?
Look over
the course of Tom Brady's career versus any of the other prime quarterbacks and their relative statistics other than Super Bowl wins, and they will all beat him at everything.
Caleb Williams got him to overtime, and then their defense just lost the game. It's not hard.
No, but look at Washington's defense. They're the worst in the league, and they have the exact opposite record. One is 4-7, the other one is 7-4.
That's a silly comparison. And he doesn't have Romo Dunsey, and they're like, come on, man.
Are you kidding me? Like, fucking Jaden Daniels has nothing but weapons.
Who's he got?
I mean, you have
Scary
Terry's great.
And that is quite literally it.
That's it. That's all he's
Brian
got.
Brian Robinson's been out half the fucking year, and all
this
of his
is
like
ridiculous. Jaden Daniels is not
Jameson
that
Crowder's
good.
On the IR, and
you've always
been
just hated Jaden Daniels,
yeah,
and that's fine.
He scored, he had 85 yards last game on one catch. Like the rest of he has been nothing but average.
He will be rookie of the year this year.
I don't think so.
I think Bo Nix can take
it. Bo Nix will get it.
Who's favorite on my bookie, Bob? Look that up right now.
I will look it up. I can tell you which one's trending in the better direction. Like, one person's stats have been getting worse as the year goes on, and the other ones have been getting better.
Yeah, 25 for 38 with 275, two touchdowns and a rushing touchdown with 75 yards. That's terrible.
I mean, Bob, do you look at the stats from his last game, dude.
Lost to the Cowboys. And
look at the stats from the game.
They have the worst defense in the NFL.
They have the worst defense in the NFL. I mean, they traded everybody last year.
We didn't give a shit about Caleb Williams' defense 3 seconds ago.
Sure we do. Yeah, we do care about it.
I don't care.
What I care about is how he sucks.
He threw for 350 yards against Minnesota.
He's the same.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight losses. Cool.
What direction is Jaden Daniels going? They lost a couple straight, haven't they?
And the fucking Cowboys. 7-4. Going to the playoffs.
They lost 3 straight.
One team is going to the playoffs, the other one isn't.
Are we sure the fucking Redskins are going to the playoffs? I don't think so.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
Let's look at the rest of their schedule.
We'll see.
It's Titans, Saints. They're going to get spanked. I mean, that Eagles game, I actually don't know about that because do the Eagles even give a fuck at that point?
Dude, they suck.
Oh, no, they definitely
the Eagles?
No, the fucking Redskins.
Oh, yeah, their defense is so bad. I mean, I think Saquon might pop another 250 on them in that game, to be honest.
They can beat the Titans next week. They can beat the Falcons.
At the Cowboys, they'll probably win because they're not going to lose twice. So, I mean, it's like they're going to win 10 games, man.
Yeah.
They'll probably get the 7th seed just because there's no depth in the NFC.
Yeah, the NFC sucks, too. So that could be part of it as well, just for that That's got to be the explanation for the Vikings too, right? That the NFC just sucks.
Yeah.
But the Vikings play in a good division.
They play in the best division in football.
You would think, yeah. Well, I don't know about, and I don't know talent-wise. Well,
Packers,
I don't know about talent-wise though, right?
Who does?
It's the Packers, I mean, Vikings, Lions.
It's pretty. I mean, the Lions and Vikings success wise, you can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Packers are. I don't know. What do you
Packers
think about
are good.
Them?
I mean, they're look. They're there.
But
I don't.
What
think
do you
they
think
go,
about them?
Me personally, I don't think they go very far. I feel like they could lose every week, and it wouldn't surprise me. They're one of those teams.
I think the AFC. Vikings, I think the AFC West might be the best division in football.
Who's it's one of those
Chiefs,
two.
Chargers, and Broncos.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah.
All
yeah.
I'm saying is, if you're a Chicago Bears fan and you've never really fucking had a quarterback, who's your best quarterback? Jay Cutler? Caleb Williams is completely serviceable, especially as a rookie.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. They're four and seven. Right?
I mean, it's pretty clear that he doesn't have mental toughness. Although I did see something, and maybe this is, it's possible that he is, as you say, like outcome wise, trending in the right direction doesn't mean anything to me. As a rookie, especially.
I was saying that
it's
about
like,
Bo Nix.
It's, yeah, I know, but like development. Well, you're talking about the Bears trending as well. Not the Bears, but Caleb's performance. The performance is less important to me than the skill progression, right? And I did see something about him getting the ball out quicker over the last three games. If that's the case, then he could become serviceable for sure. That's his problem. Is he can't read for progressions for shit.
Mm-hmm.
It takes him too long to get rid of the ball. Just
340 yards, two touchdowns.
He got his OC fired, so, you know.
Yeah, he also inherited, I will say, between Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams, who inherited by far the worst coaching situation?
Coaching, yeah, but they got DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Romo Dunze. Come on, nobody else has anything.
I would take a good coach.
Nobody has anything close to that.
I would take a good coach over weapons and a bad coaching staff.
Sure. The first half of the season, Swift was averaging like a yard a carry.
Yeah, and he's not now.
Yeah.
He's a good running back.
Because, I mean, Mahomes is doing it with Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, and hobos. Like, it's coaching staff is everything right
sure,
now.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Well, the Bears will never get a good coach, so therefore he'll probably never be a good player. And I don't know. Just that organization. Same with the Falcons.
I don't know, though. If Caleb Williams looks good and the team doesn't perform, like, if he starts making the progressions but they still can't win because the team is coached poorly or they're losing a bunch of close games, you got to think they're going to bring a different coach in.
Yeah, I mean, look,
but they keep doing it every 2 years with the Bears.
History's not on the Bears' side or Caleb Williams' side. That's a cursed ass franchise. So,
Yeah,
we'll see how it goes. I mean, look, I don't like him. I think he's a pussy, but I would like to see him be better because wouldn't it be nice to see the Bears actually be good?
Yeah. I just want to see competitive teams in the NFL and not some of the blowouts like we're seeing here.
I mean, if the Bears do get good, because I think that this Detroit team is set up for some long-term success. I think that the Packers are probably set up for some long-term, not like Super Bowl success, but good 9, 10, 12 wins a year.
Potentially, right? if they get some receivers for the first time ever in Green Bay.
And then Minnesota is also kind of set up for some future success. Are we looking at the best division in football for some amount of time, right?
Maybe.
Because I mean, if all four teams are capable, even if one has a bad year, you're still the best division in football.
Yeah. We'll see. But next up was Lions at the Colts here. Lions continue to roll 24-6 in this one. They're now 10-1. Good news for anybody that cares about that last week of fantasy there. Eagles are right behind them at one game. So hopefully they'll be forced to play out the rest
of
the year.
Well, let's not skip over the Eagles if we're going to talk about them because
Saquon
Barkley's got to be the MVP at this point.
Yeah. watching that game and he's on my fantasy, so it's been a great year for me, but he's probably the MVP. Derek, what do you think?
Yeah, he's got to be. I mean, look what he's done. He just went for 200 yards.
250.
Yeah. I mean,
it's either him or Lamar, right? I mean, nobody else is even close.
I don't think people realize how hard that is. I don't care how good your offense line is. To run for 250 yards against an NFL defense is fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like even when you break off a couple of really, like he had a 72-yarder.
Yep.
And then you'll
that
see
was at the end of the game.
Yeah, you'll see somebody
he was already tired.
You'll see somebody run for 150, and it's like, oh, well, they had a fucking 70-yard run. That's half of that. Like 250 still. He had like all that other stuff came first.
Third highest total in a regular season game in history.
I think it's got to be, and he's also going to be the first guy to have 2,000 scrimmage yards on two separate teams, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, one of the best running backs we've ever seen. it's got to be him and Lamar, the only two people in this conversation. I know Derrick Henry has good stats, but he and Lamar will cancel each other out, and the quarterback will get the nod, typically. Right?
If it was today, it's Saquon.
Yeah.
For sure. He might just
get the offensive player of the year.
Who's that, Derrick?
No.
Or Lamar?
Lamar.
Yeah. I mean, he's got good split stats, too. He's 27. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, 27-3. Saquon might not be able to overcome that unless he sets a record or something, right?
That's because even I think it's going to be really hard for anybody to. I mean, Lamar, what he's doing at the quarterback position is hard for a running back to compare that with a running back.
Just that ratio is fucking crazy, man. Even if even let's say Saquon breaks the yard record, right? Which it would be an extra game, but whatever. Even if he breaks the yard record, right now he's still 14 touchdowns away from the fucking touchdown record.
Yeah,
was it? Was it Tomlinson? He had 29, who was it? No, LT had 28. Somebody had 29 in a season. I don't remember who it was.
I forget. I just remember having LT all those years in fantasy, and it was delightful single year.
LaDainian Tomlinson with 33 total touchdowns.
Jesus, he had 28 Christ. Rushing. That's right. Yeah. And then Sean Alexander for the Seahawks back in the day had 27.
And then I believe Marshall Faulk also had two different teams with 2,000 AP.
Yeah. So there'll be three guys then?
Yeah.
Because it was the other one was what's his nuts from the Rams back in the day?
Marshall Faulk.
No.
Eric Dickerson.
Dickerson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's wild as hell. And then, but Lamar's having a great season. I don't know if he maintains this, like you're looking at a projection of 38, 40 touchdowns and 4 or 5 interceptions or something like that. You got to kind of give it to him then. Right.
Right.
Yeah, right.
No matter what Saquon does. But when's the last time a running back won MVP?
Derrick Henry. When he eclipsed 2000 yards,
Adrian Peterson in 2012 is the last running back MVP.
Derrick Henry never got it.
Fuck, for eclipsing 2,000 yards, he never got it, huh?
So the last couple winners are 2012, Adrian Peterson, and before
LT
that.
LT in that record season, too.
2006, LT, 2005, Sean Alexander, and then 2000, Marshall Faulk.
Wow. Great season he's having up there. Next up was Patriots, Dolphins. No one cares about this, so it doesn't really matter. Tua's starting to play well, so maybe they make a run here towards the end.
No, probably not.
Dolphins are coming.
We're just kind of waiting to see if he dies on the field.
That's it. Week after week, I just want to see if he dies on the field.
He's playing good football, though.
He is, but they're at the Packers this week, and they never play well. He never plays well in the cold, so have fun there. Feel free to bet the house against him. We'll get to that game. Next up, Bucks at Giants. Gotta love Baker.
Oh, dude, did you see him run down and fucking block downfield?
Yeah.
Dude, I love him. I love watching him play. Yeah, I root for him no matter what.
We talked about this yesterday, though, but if you're the OC or the quarterback's coach, you're like, hey, Baker, I like your fucking intensity, but knock that shit off.
Knock that shit off, dude. You're going to get hurt.
But he also ran one in and got trucked. Mm-hmm. Like, he goes airborne, gets fucking trucked, spins through the air like a goddamn dreidel. I don't know if he's Jewish or not.
Yeah.
Hits the ground and is immediately up on his feet. He's like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And he made it out of clay.
And he was doing the fucking Tommy DeVito. Yeah. Fucking.
Feels no pain.
Yep.
Gabagool.
I just want to point out it's another QB that the Libby boys were on the hype train for first.
Also an improvising quarterback in college.
He had to be, too.
He had to be, too.
I mean, just as a function. Well, some quarterbacks are better out of the pocket. And it's not just improvisational people. What's his name? Black guy. Minnesota Vikings.
Dante Culpepper?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Before him.
Bolton. Randall Cunningham.
Oh,
yeah, Randall Cunningham.
Well, I guess he started with the Jets, right? But he moved, like, his move was to roll right or left,
get outside the pocket,
and throw, and throw the ball 80 fucking yards in the air. But that's not technically, they plan it. It's not improvisational, but being out of the pocket is something that some quarterbacks enjoy more.
Yeah.
Baker's one of those guys.
That's what Josh Allen does. That's what Josh Allen is good at.
Yeah.
And that's what they force, like,
out of the pocket.
In college, that's what they forced Howard to do now that he doesn't have a line. So he's got to move right to left. Otherwise, he's fucked.
It's a good skill to learn, though. Like, if he goes on to become an NFL quarterback and he can do both, that's a benefit. Because usually, maybe this is why Ohio State quarterbacks are never good in the NFL. Because they always have pass protection and the most elite wide receivers possible.
It is. I contend to this day, Ohio State and Alabama quarterbacks, the reason why they've never been good is because they have NFL talent in college, therefore they don't really have to learn the extra skills that a Baker would or a Josh Allen would or somebody else, because those guys are fighting for their lives to become the best quarterbacks ever, where you're just kind of handed the keys to a fucking Ferrari when you go to those two schools. And
I mean, Oklahoma's like that too. Oklahoma always has the elite offensive line with elite receivers. And I mean, look at the guy. He had all kinds of fucking Baker had all kinds of receivers at Oklahoma.
He did. He had good receivers. The line was spotty that year, and I do remember him running around a lot because I saw him play. I was at the plant the flag game for Ohio State, and man, he was fucking good because he was just, you couldn't grab him. Like, he would just run around from side to side, and it's, you give a guy 5-6 seconds to fucking throw like that, and somebody's going
to
be open eventually.
I mean, that's another thing coaching wise to Bob's point about the importance of coaching. If the Bears had, I mean, this is fantasy, but if the Bears had Andy Reid, he would offensively scheme to get Caleb out of the pocket and give him an extra 2 seconds to mm-hmm. throw the ball instead of whining that he doesn't read progressives long enough. You take the talent you have and put it in the right position to win.
Right now, you can hide a quarterback's deficiencies like the Eagles are doing with, and the Bills are doing the exact same thing, where they've got a set number of runs and a set number of passes for both quarterbacks, and they're having monster years because
the Ravens
are
doing it too.
You're eliminating all the mistakes.
The Ravens are doing it too. He went from, hold on, let me look right quick before I say some stupid shit.
I'll just point out real quick while you look that up. Mm. Baker's top two wide receivers at OU were CeeDee Lamb and Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Woo.
That'll get her done.
That's going to help those stats. Who was Manziel's? Was it Mike Evans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most consistent of all time.
I know.
Yeah. So,
and those Ohio State quarterbacks we mentioned earlier, every single one of them has been a number one NFL pick. Mm. So it's like, yeah, dude, what do you. The shocking one was Honda McCord. It was like, dude, you had Marvin Harrison, for Christ's sakes, and Emeka Ibuka.
They never threw to him.
It's like, what the fuck?
It was
bro?
Weird. Yeah. So if you look over the past 5 seasons at Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, 5 years ago, you could say the biggest problem is turnovers, right, with either one of those guys. And they have changed their offenses to some degree, both teams. Like, the fucking Ravens are running an I formation.
Yeah.
For the first time since 1980 or some shit. I don't know when the last, I guess people did it in the early 2000s too, but they've changed around the talent that they have. That's good coaching. That makes a lot of sense to me. I'm not sure why other people aren't doing that. The NFL used to be a copycat league. You would see somebody try something, all of a sudden everybody's doing it. Now people are trying to like squeeze their talent into their own play system. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but what do I know?
Yeah. Next up was
a little bit of a copycat stuff though. I mean, like the Ravens success, you saw how the Eagles kind of took that play, that, you know, they took that playbook and just kind of ran with it.
And the Eagles are quite a bit better too, right? That's like that's like Moneyball from Oakland moving to Boston, and all of a sudden they win 2 titles in 3 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the Eagles should win the Super Bowl this year.
The Lions are fucking better. They're just better.
I don't know.
The defense is better for sure.
I don't know.
Which is a weird thing to say, that the Lions defense is better than the Eagles defense in any year, all throughout football history. That would be a weird thing to say.
If Jalen Hurts can eliminate these mistakes, I think the Eagles could win out of the NFC.
Well, he's the next one, right? Like, the Eagles have to fucking
not win a Super Bowl. I still think Mahomes will win again. But
we're low key a top five defense in the league right now.
Yes, and Jalen Carter's playing well.
They
and
should be.
Yeah.
Right, with those Georgia boys, they should have the best run defense for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've got, like, right now, if I had to gun to head bet on the Super Bowl, it's Eagles Chiefs right now. I still don't take the Lions.
And the Chiefs pulled off with a bullshit call again.
No, it was a real call. I was at the game. It was real.
Run down the clock, kick a field goal.
Yeah, same as they did this week. And since you brought it up, we'll do this one. Carolina, same thing. Didn't care the second half. Didn't play. They were up by a lot. They didn't give a shit that Carolina needed 8 points at the end. They got it. Minute 53 on the clock. Mahomes drives him down the field, 90 yards. Kick a field goal with a backup kicker. Win again. And man, Derek, I just can't remember a team that has looked this lazy and bored and then just wins at the end. Because they're supposed to. They had the camera on him on the sideline, and he just looked over to Kelsey once they got that 2 points and tied the game, and he goes, all right, let's go in the game. But like just like that, just nonchalant, and then they just drove down the field with ease. And
do you do it on purpose
won.
Now? If you're the Chiefs,
that's what I wanted to ask you.
You know what I mean? Do you create challenges for yourself? Because Jordan used to do this shit all the time. Jordan would create games within the game. Like, you may have won the first half, but I'm going to win the second half, or I'm going to win this particular matchup. Something to keep him highly motivated for that whole game.
Yeah, Derek, what is it, man? Because I'm watching this, and like betting on these guys is a fucking nightmare because they never cover.
Here's what it is. When you're the reigning champion, everybody that you play is trying to knock off the champ, you know? That's what it is. And that's every team is giving you their best fucking punch. Like, they're giving you their best game plan. You're getting the best from every team you play when you're the returning team.
And they're 10-1.
Yeah, but
like Bob says this a lot. They're winning the games that they shouldn't be now, which is kind of fucked up in the third year.
I know. But Derek, here's what I don't understand. If you're the Carolina Panthers and you go back and watch this game tape, which they probably are, what, yesterday or today from the Chiefs game, and you see how easy it was for him to drive down the field and score so quickly at the end of that game, is that just demoralizing as a team where you sit there and go, fuck, man, we're not even close to as good as that team?
I mean, that's just a decent offense is going to be able to do that, because every offense has like their fucking core plays that they're going to run in that situation. A lot of teams do their first 11 plays. They have their first 11 plays of a series of any game, and then they have their last 2-minute drill, right? Because you do two, that's their 2-minute drill. And as a defense, Dan, you should check this out. See how many times the defenses win against an offense in a 2-minute drill. It's very hard to do because they're hurrying up and you don't have time to like game plan. So you're just running a base defense or a nickel defense against it. You don't just play a basic coverage. You're not running any fucking special blitzes, any of that shit, because there's no time.
Well, is there any strategy that's more effective or maybe like the type of talent you have, like if you have hybrid linebackers who are also edge rushers or hybrid linebackers who are also strong safeties, maybe?
Well, in those situations, your secondary, your pass rush and your coverage has to work together.
Mm.
So if your pass rush is great, but your coverage is fucking is weak, the quarterback, you might get to him, but he's going to get the ball out fast anyways. Yeah. So he's catching and throwing and your DBs are getting fucking cooked. Now, in 2015, we had unbelievable pass rush, but we also had a couple of Hall of Famers in the secondary. Mm-hmm. So it was like we would just work together in those situations. That's why we could get a stop at the end of a game. But it's very rare that you have that, you know what I mean? Especially, and then against Patrick Mahomes, who's good at. It was like Tom Brady. If you gave Tom Brady any kind of fucking time, you gave him 40 seconds, he was going to drive down there and kick the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it happened to Patrick Mahomes in the fucking 2018 AFC Championship game. But the Lions might be the one team that can do something about that, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Their defense is good enough to stop him. And they control the clock so well with their run game that I just, man, that 1-2 punch with those two, with Gibbs and, Montgomery, those two fuckers are, I mean.
Yeah.
Sonic and Knuckles is what they call themselves. I mean, they're fucking they're playing lights out football, and their offensive line is fucking demoralizing. You might win one or two snaps against them, but at the end of the game, whenever you've been getting fucking double teamed and fucking washed the whole game, it's going to wear on you as a defensive lineman. And then that's when those big runs fucking happen.
Yeah, you got to wonder where they were.
Look what they're doing to teams. I mean, they're fucking, I know they're shitty teams that they're doing this to, but
still the NFL. Yeah.
It's to hold a team to 6 points.
I hope they're in the NFC Championship against each other because that's the matchup we deserve. And those are clearly the best two teams in the NFC. Yeah. And I mean, it would be a blast.
You got to wonder where the Lions would be right now if Hutchinson hadn't had his leg snapped in half.
Yeah.
He only played 5 games.
I know.
Four and a half, I guess.
Yep.
It's like, and they're 10-1. It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Next up, Packers beat the 49ers. Nothing to see here. Brock Purdy, half the team sat out. I'm not sure what they're going to do. Do you call Danny Dimes and get him in there? He's out there. He cleared waivers. He's going to go somewhere.
No.
Okay.
I mean, they're only one game back for the division lead.
They are.
The 49ers just get healthy over the next 2 weeks, and they can win that division.
I don't know. It might be worth it if Brock Purdy's fucked up that bad. You know, I mean,
is he super hurt? I didn't think he was that hurt.
Not sure, but I don't think it would hurt for a stretch run for one of these teams to get him, because he does want to go to a contender. He's not going to some bullshit team, I guess.
I think that San Francisco's issue is a lot of it's on their defense side of the ball. Their defense, San Francisco hasn't had a good, their defense has always been good for the last, 8 years?
Yep.
They've had a good defense, and they don't have a great defense right now.
Is Nick Bosa overrated? Because I hear that a lot.
No, he's good.
Joey is. Joey's like over a little bit overrated, but Nick Bosa is a fucking animal.
Yeah. And like, all the players love him. They say he's the best behind the scenes. But
yeah, I'm sure that's true. He's a
no, no, no.
He's a dude.
They think he's the best player because he's just a fucking animal in the gym and practice and all that other shit. So, yeah. Next up was Cardinals Seahawks. God, I wish I could give a fuck about this game, but I couldn't. 16-6, and both of them are 6-5 there, along with 49ers, who are 5-6. So anybody could win this division. It just depends on who actually cares to win it. Eagles continue to roll 37-20 there over the Rams. Again, going back to this comparison between Lamar and Jalen Hurts, both quarterbacks this week threw 22 times. One quarterback ran for 12. The other quarterback ran for 8 carries on this one. I mean, it's the exact division that you're seeing with the Bills, Eagles, and Ravens, and it is all working, and they are all winning. Speaking of the Ravens, they won last night. Called that, got that all the ways there. Bob, I did go with you at the last second in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, and I jumped that up to that Chargers as well. So I won that fucking thing, straight up teasers, everything, and that 9.5 kicked in for me. So it was a great night for
Derrick
me last
Henry
night.
Won $140 against the Chargers is pretty impressive.
Which is fucking good.
Yeah.
Like that's against any Harbaugh team on either Harbaugh, if you put up $150 against their defenses, good for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good fucking game right and there.
You know that they're fucking, listen, when you play Derrick Henry, I played against him a bunch of times when he was at Tennessee. I played with him when I was at the Broncos, and I played with him against him in the playoffs a couple times, and I played against him in Baltimore. If you fucking stop Derrick Henry and keep him under 75 yards, you will win the game.
Yep, and the games the Ravens have lost, that seems to be what has happened. So you know the key. It's just whether or not you could stop it. We got some sponsors before we get to next week's picks. As always, we're brought to you by our title sponsor, MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And then Bob, for the day one homies, tell us about the rakebacks in the awards program.
You know, rewards. So sometimes you have a bad week, and if you're in the MyBookie Plus rewards program, which if you're a regular player, you probably are, don't have to sign up, doesn't cost you anything. If you have a bad week, they'll toss you a little money back. They'll say, hey, we know you ate shit this week. Your picks weren't so great. Maybe you were kind of stupid this week. It doesn't matter. You got a feeling yourself, heat check, whatever. Here's a little money back. It's called a rake back. Have fun. We know you don't feel alive unless you have some money on the game. So that's what MyBookie does, amongst a myriad of other benefits you get from the MyBookie Plus reward system. And you earn points just by betting, so you've probably racked up a lot.
Yeah, did you look up Rookie of the Year? What's that at? Because they change their odds all the time, week to week, on everything. Heisman Trophy, Rookie of the Year, all that other stuff.
Where's the Heisman right now?
The Heisman's still at Travis Hunter at one. But they lost bad, and if they have another bad loss and they're out, and then Genty ends up carrying Boise State to not only the playoffs and a bye, it could be Genty, because that to me would be more valuable at the end of the day.
Mm.
So I've got Bo Nix even odds
for offensive rookie.
Yep, plus 100. Mm-hmm. And Jaden Daniels minus 175.
I
think Daniels will win, but I think that's too big of a gap.
Oof.
I mean, he's definitely closed he's closed it stats wise. And if he puts the Broncos in the playoffs,
yeah.
In the, just have the argument in your head for a second. Jane Daniels puts the Redskins in the playoffs in a weak ass NFC. And then Bo Nix puts the Broncos in a very good AFC. That's not the same thing that's happened right there, right? One of those is clearly better than the other.
It's tough, man.
Jane Daniels doesn't exactly have a laundry list of weapons over there, but he's got a fucking pro in Scary Terry. He's got Brian Robinson. I mean, Cortland Sutton's the only guy I've ever heard of on the Broncos offense.
That's true.
And he's playing good, really good football.
Yeah. He is.
That's a 75-point difference is too much.
That over-the-shoulder touchdown in the back of the end zone, Sutton kind of was pretty fucking impressive.
Sutton's always been good.
He is. Yeah, he just needed a quarterback.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter is -1695.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
What's second?
Yeah, who's second? Is it Genty?
It's Genty, but you don't really get good odds for him. You get +161.
That doesn't even make any sense, though. How can one guy be +169 or a 1690 or some shit, and the other guy's -160?
Because they think Travis Hunter's going to win.
Or vice versa, sorry.
Yeah, they think Travis Hunter's going to win.
They're just trying to bait people into betting on that.
They're also hedging that if Genty goes off, then that, like, last two games.
Yeah, I would sprinkle money on Genty right now. I mean, the odds aren't great, but if he takes him in the playoffs, we'll see. So go to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposits all the way up to $1,000. All the odds we read on today's show are from my bookie over there. And there's a ton of Thanksgiving games this week that, let's face it, we all gamble on. College football all weekend, rivalry week. Can't wait for that. Huge fan. Who is Cincinnati's rival in for you guys, Derek?
Now it's – fuck, I don't know. In the Big 12, I don't know.
UCF at this point, just because we have a little bit of a history.
Yeah.
No, it is. Like, or it would be West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia was always a big game. Pitt was always a big game. But that's, you know, Pitt's in the ACC now, right?
Yeah, they are.
So Big 12.
But it was the Big East. It was Louisville was a huge game. The keg of nails.
Yep.
You know, that we had, I don't know if you saw a picture of me holding fucking Chase and Kelsey up doing a keg stand on the keg of nails.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Miami of Ohio has always been like a rivalry game too, just because it's in state.
Beautiful campus, by the way.
We just beat the piss out of them all the time, so it didn't really matter. I don't know. I don't know who they're actual. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the Big 12.
Girl to guy ratio at Miami of Ohio is 9-1. By the way, blast of a school if you're out there.
Yeah,
a young man who's looking to have some fun in college. Next up is firstform.com/drinkinbros. I'd say what I'm on my last two bags here of Microfactors, but they're a protein company. Tell us about the protein. Are you drinking the energy drinks right now?
Tropic Lightning, which is close to Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, it sure is.
So
yeah.
I might start talking like a black man soon.
Trumps, man, Trumps. Yeah, and you can. That's fine, dude, or I'll do it.
No, we can both do it.
Tell them about protein.
I think we should do a whole show just in blackface, the two of us.
Well, you got to add the voice. Do you do a black voice?
I'll have to work on one. Like, okay. I would probably do like a somber old black man voice.
Or like a Morgan Freeman voice?
Yeah.
Oh, talking about forceful.
Yeah.
Forceful.
The Jameis Winston voice.
Yeah, Jameis Winston was born 75 years old.
He was.
He's like he's like a fucking kooky 75-year-old black dude that you knew from the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That's how he does all of his interviews. It's crazy. We should get him on Andy Frisella's show, who's the CEO for his former. Not
That'd
anymore.
Be great.
He's whatever he is.
I just took the Microfactors live on air, so I really do take this shit every single day.
Protein.
Protein's amazing, too. They got it in the powder. These, Level 1 bars,
dude. They're the best.
The best fucking protein bars I've ever had in my entire
life.
Which
one's that?
They taste amazing. These are the cookie dough ones because I killed the other box of...
I like... Chocolate peanut butter pretzel, and I like the peanut butter lover's really good. The birthday cake's really good. That one's really good. Cookie dough is really good.
But hands up, I killed that box, so that's me on this one. I'll take the bullet. But all their products are amazing over there. Best supplement company in the business, for real, in my opinion. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Free shipping on orders over $75. And First Form is spelled with a one. That is 1STPHORM. firstform.com/drinkingbros. Next up is drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these games we're about to read, cheap, fun, go out and take the family, get outside, enjoy life, the world. $10 cheaper than StubHub, concerts, rodeos, fucking comedians, you name it, we got it on there. And it's $10 cheaper than StubHub on drinkingbrostickets.com. The only tickets that will get you in the wallet, though, are those Texas A&M tickets. Jesus Christ. Please don't send me any more DMs about do we have extras. We do not. We're not even going to that goddamn thing. But we will be live for the Ohio State-Michigan game, doing a live watch on this channel that morning there. And next up is hardafseltzer.com, because we are having a party at Ohio State this weekend at Standard Hall. Hard AF Seltzer is sponsoring the Ohio State Michigan there game there on campus. So if you're there at Standard Hall, yes, the outdoors will be open over there. They do not give a fuck about the cold there, and it's all goddamn day on campus. It will be raging. Head on out to Standard Hall. Free tastings, two for ones, all that other stuff on campus there. It's going to be a fucking blast. Take a 12-pack to the game. We're live in 12 states now, adding about 4 or 5. In the spring next year, go to hardafseltzer.com, enter your city or zip. It'll take you to the closest location nearest you. If you want to invest, go to wefunder.com/hardafseltzer. We have left 30% of the company open to our listeners. If you're going to promote us and post us and support us, you might as well own a part of the company. We took that from the Packers, and we're running with it here because you guys deserve to be a part of the success too. All right, let's get to this week's picks, shall we? Thank God we got some Thanksgiving football here. Love it. Love these games. The loser Bears, and that loser Caleb Williams is up first against the 10-1 Lions. Big boy spread in this one. No shock, because he's a fucking loser. This is minus 10 for the Lions. Derek, who you got?
Oh, the Lions are going to fucking bend Caleb Williams over, and he's going to like it.
He probably would like it. My biggest question in this game is how Dan Campbell's going to scheme for Williams, right? Because, Derek, let's talk about this. A quarterback, you know that your quarterback, you know the opposing quarterback is better on the move, outside the pocket. What's your strategy?
Keep him in the pocket.
And explain how you would do that.
Rush lanes. It's all about rush lanes. So that four guys have, they all have a spot on the quarterback that you have to, like, the outside guys are on the shoulders, inside guys are on the chest plate. So don't ever make it so he can, that you can't get to that point on the quarterback. So you never really pick a, you can't, don't pick a side unless it's a fucking guaranteed win. You know? So you push the pocket, and then collapse it on him and make him, and force him to throw the ball from the pocket. And then he'll make mistakes because he's a fucking loser. And that's what losers do. And if you play pussy, you will get fucked. And that is exactly what the Lions like to do. They like to fuck teams. If you, and that's what they're going to, they do. They fucking play physical ass, hard nosed football, and they've taken on the identity of their coach. And I listen, there's two kind of guys that paint their fingernails in the NFL. One of them is a fucking psychopath that goes out there and fucking is tougher than nails, and he just fucks people up, and he does it just to fuck with your head. Another guy is like Caleb Williams, who does it because he's fucking gay.
Yeah, I've heard of offensive linemen doing it so the edge rushers can't see the pressure under their fingernails, whether they're leaning forward or leaning backwards. I've heard of that before. You can use tape for that too, I guess.
Everybody wears gloves now, so it's like, you know, that is a thing. But when it comes to offensive linemen, you're watching their feet first. Like you're seeing, like if their heel is up off the ground and their right foot, like if they're right you're looking at a right tackle. You're the left defensive end. You're looking at that right heel of that tackle. If it's up and ready to kick step back, you know it's a fucking pass play.
And what if it's Juwan Taylor, who's already in an illegal formation before the play even starts?
Well,
on every single fucking play.
Yeah, for Kansas City.
Yeah,
fucking.
You let that go because you want the Chiefs to win a 3-peat.
Back to the original. So there's two iterations of that. One is what your scheme as a defense is just to try to keep him in the pocket. So it's twofold, right? One is you don't want to run him out of the pocket. And the other one is if the offense is trying to run him out of the pocket, how do you stop that? Like if they're intentionally trying to get him out of the pocket, what do you do about that?
So that's where you have somebody that's blitzing the edge. And that all comes up to scheme, and they've shown it. So like whatever way the offensive line goes, And they roll out, you have a guy that has the quarterback, right? So it's not one of those guys where he's like, oh, I have the flat and the quarterback. No, I have the fucking quarterback and somebody else has the flat.
And he's playing kind of like a running back. He's looking for that open lane to go get that motherfucker, right?
Exactly.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I'm taking this everywhere I can. Detroit -9.5, because I always kick it down a half here. And then I'll do the teaser down to 3, take this over under down to 41.5. And I'm going to have a blast with this game. And then I'll have my wife make dinner for 3:30 here because I do not want to watch this next game. That is Giants at Cowboys.
What do you mean?
That is a terrible, terrible game of the week, dude. Cooper Rush versus Tommy Cutlets.
No. Let me hear me out.
Okay.
Right. Well, I guess this is only 2 days from now. But what if the Giants or what if the Cowboys go out and get Danny Dimes? How fucking funny!
They
have
the opportunity to do the funniest thing of all time, and if they did it, it would be the best.
I mean, they got nothing to lose.
I agree.
You can get him.
That would be fun.
You can get him for prorated 5 games at the league minimum.
Oh yeah, you could get him for $80.
He's already been paid out his contract. You can get him for nothing. Why not do it just to fuck with Daboll?
God, I would love it. I would love it so much. If that happens,
and then
yes,
beat him by like 40 points,
exactly.
That would be
fucking awesome.
If that happens, I'll watch it. Otherwise, yeah, not a prayer this here. This is Dallas -3.5. Who you got, Derek?
I mean, I'm going to take Dallas because I mean, the Giants fucking suck.
Not only the Giants suck. Malik Nabers is bitching every fucking week there.
Did you see him smacking his fucking dude? What the fuck is wrong with this fucking generation, man? Like, dude, you don't get up there and smack your fucking gum while you're doing a fucking national televised fucking press conference or an interview. Like, have some fucking, be professional, dude. Like, that's the thing. This is your fucking job. Like, you're in the NFL now, all right? Like, take some fucking pride in it.
Yeah.
And don't just start smacking your fucking gums and putting the blame on the coach. Like, you look like a fucking idiot. And you're giving yourself, like, I know you're young and you're just a dumbass and an entitled little prick, but you need to figure it out because
that's Valley Girl behavior.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I have started to root for Baker Mayfield more and more as the years go on, is because we're seeing more and more of this shit out of the new players that are coming into the league where it's like, win something. Then do something. Like, fuck off.
Yeah. He's acting like he's a fucking 4-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
Fucking all pro fucking. Dude, this guy's what has he done? You've done nothing. And that's the problem. There's a fucking cancer going on in the locker room. And you got guys that think they fucking have arrived. You haven't arrived to shit. You haven't done shit. You got to do, dude, everything in this league is fucking earned. You earn next year's pay this year.
Yeah. And Caleb Williams, remember he wanted ownership of the team for Christ's sakes before the season started where he was drafted. Like, fuck all that shit. Like, again, that's why I've switched on the Baker Mayfield train here. I'll take the Cowboys. I'll knock this down to 3. Take the Cowboys. Cooper Rush is serviceable. He's proved that the last couple years there. The Giants don't care. I don't think Malik Nabers fucking cares anymore. That coach is going to be fired. They just need to blow up that organization and start over.
I could say the same about the Dallas Cowboys, to be honest.
Don't act like a spoiled little bitch. Like, just... You know how many times whenever we were fucking losing because we couldn't get a quarterback, I wanted to fucking call out John Elway and do all that shit, but I didn't because I'm a fucking professional.
Yeah.
And you just don't do it. Like, you keep, listen, it's like your family, right? If you and your fucking wife are having beef, you don't go out and talking shit about it to somebody. You know, it's like we fucking handle it in house. You don't go on fucking national TV and talk shit and smack your fucking gum with a gold chain on, with a diamond dial chain on, like a fucking moron.
No, you take a shit in a brown paper bag, you drive to his house, you put it on the porch, you light it on fire, and you ring the fucking doorbell. Like an adult.
Yep, exactly.
And wear a tuxedo while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we got the Raiders. Keep in mind, Minshew is out of this game.
You say that like it fucking matters.
It does. When you're missing somebody all world like this, like, that organization is going to take a hit.
Wait, you skipped the Dolphins-Packers.
Oh, sorry, Dolphins-Packers. I apologize. Dolphins-Packers are up first. Dolphins-Packers, this is Green Bay -3.5, night game.
28 degrees at kickoff.
Yes, two in a night game.
Whatever the spread is for the Packers, just take it because they'll lose badly in this game.
The Packers.
Yeah, but Tua said that there's some narratives he's got to break, and that's that narrative that he wants to break, is that fucking cold weather losing narrative.
Bob, do you have that that stat? I mean, it's under 70 degrees. He's like 1-16 or some shit like that. I can't remember what the number is.
It's a
crazy record.
Moana 2 does come out this weekend, so maybe that helps him. But
if the Rock shows up and cuddles him on the sidelines while they're on defense, he's got a shot.
Okay. So this stat from 10 months ago, it's probably still accurate because I don't think he's played in any other games like this. Yeah. He's 6-13 in temperatures under 70 degrees.
Oh,
and,
my God. Under 70.
And 0-7 when the game is lower than 40 degrees.
Well, it's going to be lower than 40 degrees. Put all your money on the Packers and enjoy Josh Jacobs running for 200 yards there. he'll cross 1,000 on the season already.
Yeah, the Dolphins are pretty soft.
So yeah, they're gonna lose this game. Next up is this is why I skipped ahead. I forgot.
It's a Friday.
It's the African American Friday game, or Black Friday, as some people like to call it.
The man's name is Friday.
Oh, it is. Okay. So Raiders at Chiefs for the Black Friday game on Amazon Prime here is the Minshewless Raiders against the Chiefs. And it's minus 12.5.
So here's the question then. Do the Chiefs find a way to make this game close?
Yes.
That's the question.
I don't take it simply for that reason. The Panthers are the worst team in the league next to the Raiders. So, like, dude, if you're going to overtime against the Packers, I mean the Panthers, and don't care, why do you care about this or putting it on? It's a Friday afternoon game. Yeah, the Chiefs probably show up and win by fucking 6 at the end of this. So I don't.
Which doesn't even make it great for a teaser.
No.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
That's the problem. And even then, I can't tease the Raiders up because they may fucking, the Chiefs may score 80 points.
I know.
Because the Raiders suck so bad.
Truthfully, if you're going to do this on my bookie, I would tease this down. I would take the 7-point teaser, actually, go down to 5.5, drop this over under down to 35.5, because the Chiefs will probably score 42 points in this game. And
watch this game be 17-3 or some shit,
and it could be, because God, the Chiefs simply do not care, and they're going to 11-1 whether you like it or not. That's what they're doing this year. Yeah. So it's fucking insane, dude. Next up, this is a great game, actually. So Sunday, Chargers at 7-4 versus Falcons at 6-5. I'm not saying this is a good game because of the Falcons. I'm saying this because currently both teams are in first place? Mm-hmm. Our Chargers are in second place, forgive me. But this is LA minus 2. Derek, who you got?
I got LA. I think LA's going to win this one.
D'Anthony?
Saw what happened to Atlanta against a good defense.
Yeah, no,
but
certainly
Dobbins will probably be out.
Yeah, Dobbins is out, and no, he's definitely out. This is a good bit of irony, I think, for this week. The way the Chargers play is going to force the Falcons to run the ball more,
mm-hmm.
and they'll probably win the game because of it.
I agree.
Like, Bijan Robinson will get more than the usual 12 carries.
Uh-huh.
He should be getting 25 a fucking game. He's 22 years old. What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
Falcons fans, that's this season, I think that's the worst fan to be honest. Because they have everything they need to fucking win, and they can't do it because their coaches are retards.
I know. We said this during the draft. It was all DEI hires. It was the same coach we had 3 years ago who was 4-11. And then we brought him back after saying no to Belichick twice.
Yeah.
Brought him back in for 2 interviews. Like, dumb. You had the talent. With Belichick, how good could this team have been this year? Like, fucking A.
I don't know. They would have been quite a bit better than this, for sure.
But I agree with you. I think this is one of those games where, Dobbins is going to be out. Gus Edwards is going to do the full load there. And they're going to run the ball. They'll win a game that they shouldn't. And they'll be in first place in that dog shit division of theirs.
Yeah. I just think the Falcons are going to get forced to run the ball.
Yeah.
They're going to sit back a little bit and try to make Kirk throw the ball, and they're going to run it. And that's a mistake. Well, we'll see. Maybe Harbaugh's a smart coach. Maybe if just bring the house on every fucking play. Stack the box, bring the house on every play, and the Falcons will collapse. No matter who you got on offense, they'll still collapse.
We'll see. It's one of those weird games that I think they'll pull off. And, they lost it. They got killed against Denver. Jesus Christ. And then they'll show up and look like all-stars this week. Derek, who do you got in this one?
I think the Chargers are going to win this game. I do.
And they could. I mean, look, they're the better football team, and then they're the better coached football team, more importantly. So it wouldn't shock me either way. Real life, do I put money on this? Probably not.
I wouldn't put anything on this.
Yeah, check back in on Dringer Bros Sports. But it just feels like one of those weird weeks where the Falcons will win. Everybody will think they're good, and they'll get blown out the next week. Next game is great, too. Steelers at the Bengals. This is Cincinnati -3 at home. Derek, who you got?
I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Okay.
They're going to, they could, because they just took a big, I mean, that was a tough loss to take against, because they, I mean, they were up, you know, and then they fucking blew it and allowed a bunch. I mean, I think the snow was fucking with them, which is weird. Jameis Winston was just fucking making incredible throws that, you know, with his fucking, did you see his mic hanging off of his head?
Yeah.
His mic popped out of his, he should have broke his neck on that play somehow, and he somehow just popped up like nothing was wrong. Because he landed right on his head and pops up and he fucking starts throwing touchdown passes, which is just insane. So I don't know, man. I think Pittsburgh's going to have a bounce back game, and I think Joe Burrow's in for a world of pain.
Who you got, D'Anthony?
Would it surprise you that Joe Burrow's having the best season of his career right now?
No, because I see his stats every week in fantasy, and I'm jealous that I didn't draft him.
He's having the best season of his career.
3,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I think I know where you're going with this one. I'm taking the Bengals because I don't think the Steelers will be able to put up enough points.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a problem.
That's a good point.
And Highsmith's still out. I think so. We've seen the last 3 weeks, Joe's been putting up huge numbers on like running for his life every time. Now he can close off one side of the field at least, so they can move the pocket around him. They can at least close off one side. I think he fucking blows up in this game.
So do I. And I think the Steelers at the quarterback position are still conflicted on who that guy is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck keeping up with the points. The Bengals have scored a shit ton of points this year. Their defense fucking sucks. And yeah, so if Pittsburgh had a high scoring offense, I would get it. But I don't think they do. And I think they lose this game. And then it's going to force Tomlin into a decision of who's your starter for the rest of the year. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
Next up, you got Cardinals at Vikings. God damn it. I would love to never see it or care about it. It's Minnesota minus 3.5 here. Who you got, Derek?
I'm going to take Minnesota. That new Call of Duty dropped, and that's why you see fucking...
Yeah, Kyler Murray not putting up any points.
He's up all night fucking playing fucking multiplayer, team deathmatch.
Yep.
This has been by far Darnold's best season.
Yeah.
Already.
Oh, yeah.
He's already eclipsed his touchdown.
Totally.
From I think it was 19 was his career high before. It's mostly because the Vikings are a good team. Like the team itself is really good. Darnold is a mediocre quarterback probably, but the team is good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're going to have success no matter who they play against. They're not always going to win, but they'll be fine. And the Cardinals fucking suck. 3.5. Yeah, I'll take 3.5.
Yeah, I'll knock this down a half a point to 3 just in case. But you can't see it, obviously, Derek, because there's a desk in front of me.
Zero erection?
Yeah. I cannot get a fucking erection for this game at all, dude. And it's sucks, man.
They make pills for it, but I prefer the natural.
Same. Yeah. Same. Same with this next game, dude. Bonerless, man.
Nobody watched this game.
Bonerless in the wild. Colts at Patriots. It's Indianapolis minus 2.5. Bob, can you find the suicide hotline and just kind of read it off to somebody? Because if you're betting this, call the hotline first.
Is it 9-7?
Oh, dude, I would bet New England in this one.
Would you?
Late November in Foxborough? Yeah.
Okay. But do you want to watch this, though, to see if you won the game?
I don't want to watch it.
Me neither.
Money on it and then fucking hope for the best.
Bob, what is the suicide hotline? Just so we can read that off to the audience one more time in case they're out there.
It is just 988.
Okay. 988, guys. And if you're betting on this and watching it, chances are you're going to need this number at some point during the week. Because
you could just give them my number and I'll tell them to quit being a pussy and do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like that chick did. Yeah, she went to prison. But, yeah, I mean, at that point, dude, you've got a gambling problem. And there's another number for that, which we can read later.
69.
Yeah, 69, 69, 69. Next up is Seahawks at Jets. Oof, boy. This is Seattle minus 2
take
here.
Take the under.
let me ask you. The only thing I want to ask you about this game, Derek, are they going to bench Rodgers eventually?
You think they would? I mean, you think they would just cut? I would just cut him.
They should have cut him already.
Let me ask. You saw they wanted him fucking benched.
Yes, on September 30th. So wild scenario here. Just let me hear me out on this one because I had a dream about it. And Let's say Seahawks beat them this week, and they end up cutting Rodgers on Monday and say, fuck off. We're all done with your bullshit. You're a cancer, and you're gone. Do you, if you're the 49ers, reach out to Rodgers and throw Rodgers on the 49ers and see what happens?
Yes.
Because I think Shanahan could handle his bullshit.
A little humble pie. A little bit of humble pie for Aaron Rodgers would be great.
Also, what would be great is for him to get cut, signed by the 49ers, and do even worse there.
Yeah.
And just finally bury him.
Yeah. Or does he pull a Favre? He gets cut, he goes to the Vikings, replaces Darnold, and wins a fucking Super Bowl.
Darnold's 27-10. Are 21-10.
Yeah. They're not doing it. That's the way Favre's career went.
The thing that I don't care about all the antics with Rodgers and all the bullshit. What I care about is how much he's wasted his talent because of his attitude. That is you've stolen joy from people.
Yeah,
like you're an entertainer.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Nothing more.
It's like when a comedian tries to go do drama and they just suck.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you fucking doing?
We're all just entertainers at the end of the day. And
football is a TV show.
It is.
Just like every other sport. It's a fucking TV show. What are you doing?
And the reason why, Derek, people love you is because you were entertaining an animal. And you used to tear people's arms off. Like,
exactly. That's what they want to see.
Yeah. Threaten to eat Philip Rivers' kids and shit.
Yeah. They want to see you go out there and fuck people up. And they want to see people get fucked up, and they want to see fucking blood and gore, and that's what they want to see. They want to see a quarterback out there and fucking gunsling.
Yep.
They don't want to see. They don't give a fuck that you like to do ayahuasca like that. Who cares? Nobody gives a fuck, dude. Like, just go fucking win games, and that's all that matters.
I 100% agree. And this one, man, if you're betting it, fine, take the Seahawks, I guess. But it's a matter of if they care, if Rodgers cares, and all that other stuff. And if you're betting on that, that's a tough one to actually put your American dollars on there. Next up, Titans at the Redskins. This is Redskins -5.5. Derek, who you got?
I got the Redskins in this one, dude.
Yeah.
They should win this one easily. Yeah. If Jaden Daniels is the fucking guy that Dan says he is, I mean, fuck.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He basically fucking cupped his balls and deep throated him earlier.
Yeah. He sure did.
No, they're. I'll say this: the Titans do have some competent pieces from time to time on offense, and the Redskins' defense fucking sucks. They have Tyler Boyd and Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley. If Will Levis just puts it together a little bit in any given game, they can fucking put up points.
And Tony Pollard is quietly having a very good season in Tennessee. Yeah. He's in my flex position on fantasy. And
he does it every year. No, you could put him on the moon playing for the fucking the moon NFL team, and he would have 1,100 yards. He's just going to have 1,100 yards.
Yeah.
No matter what happens. Dallas letting him go, like, what the that's the worst managed franchise.
And they have no fucking running backs to speak of there. Yeah, I'm in on the Redskins on this one.
I mean, they should, yeah, but I don't, like, the Titans aren't as bad as that record. And the thing that this particular, it's matchup. The NFL is about matchups.
Will Levis sucks.
The Will Levis, he's not great, but, like, if you don't play good defense against him and you let him have time to chuck the fucking ball, he can be successful. He's done it a couple times this year.
Look out for this. We have more than enough data to make this a legitimate thing at this point in the NFL season. I believe the Titans have the #2 defense in the NFL.
No, for yards.
For yards allowed.
For yards allowed,
They give up a lot of points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. I wonder why that is.
Turnovers, probably. Bad field position.
Yeah, probably. The Redskins, just their defense is so bad. It's so bad that it's hard to give them the benefit of the doubt, especially this late in the season. That's what you usually, a bad defense, get away with it for the first half, maybe two thirds of a season, but then it gets exposed every time.
Give me the Redskins in this one. I'll take the Redskins.
Dan, it gets exposed because all that film. Mm. You have all that film of where you're weak, of where the weak links are, where the chinks in the armor are, right? Where I can stick where I can get my sword in there.
Yeah, we don't say the word chinks on this show, okay? Because when you do, then you gotta play it, you know?
Pooyah!
Good job, Delco, being on the spot for that one.
There you go, Delco. Next up, you got the Texans at the Jaguars. Tough week for Jaguars, not only the football team, but also the car company as well. This is Texans minus five. A lot of people are asking what is wrong with CJ Stroud this year. Look, this is something I said in the draft show, and I'll reiterate this. He was a very, very quiet kid and never left his fucking room on campus at Ohio State, focused on the playbook. He was one of those kids who was built to go to the NFL since day one, and he accomplished that. First year in the Texans, stayed in his fucking room, didn't go out, didn't do interviews, didn't do press, everything else. This offseason, he was fucking everywhere, doing podcasts, doing fucking fashion shows, banging porn stars. Very out of character for him. And like, yes, I think he has suffered from it this weekend. I mean, this year. And his numbers are 14-9 as far as touchdowns to interceptions. And this is a guy who never, ever threw picks. I just think the distractions and all that stupid shit he was doing in the offseason, hopefully he won't do that again this year. But that's in my opinion, of why he's struggling. However, the Jaguars have no one, and I think they win this game.
And if you track, like, so he's the Texans are 7-5 net right now, but they're 1-3 in their last four.
Yep.
And that's that Jets game. That's where Stephon Diggs went out, and they are now readjusting to the new reality. Which, luckily for him, is just the team he had last year plus Mixon, right?
But they got Nico Collins back.
He's back now, yeah.
They got fucking Tank Dell.
They got caught by the Titans last week, and that's what I'm talking about.
And
there's enough talent on that team that if you fuck around and don't take it seriously, they can creep up on you.
I'm going to go back to what I said at the draft that night, Derek. They also drafted his tight end from Ohio State that he threw to all the time, Cade Stover. Cade Stover had a touchdown last weekend. Like, he's got the weapons. Yeah, so, think, like, that's not an excuse. I think it's not at all.
I think they're, I mean, look, first, to your point, the Jaguars are the worst.
The worst.
They're terrible. So, five is low.
They'll win this game. Tickets are $16 on DrinkerBrosTickets.com. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking Houston. And here's the thing about when you get to the NFL, you have to continue what got you there. Keep being the same guy that got you there. Don't get there and be like, oh, I've fucking arrived. Now I can go fucking let loose and party and do all this shit and read my own press clippings. Nope, he should have kept his fucking head down.
Yep.
Stayed in his fucking room, rubbed one out, and fucking continued his day. Because now he's out there chasing pussy, and this is what happens. Not everybody's built for that life.
No, and the same thing happened to Jimmy Garoppolo. Do you remember that? First time he got the big contract, he takes a porn star out to Rodeo Drive, of all places, where all the paparazzi are, and you're like, bro, what the fuck, man? Just keep it in her. Like, I saw him out with Amber Rose. I went to the Stones concert in Houston, and like, dude, he was out with Amber Rose. And you're like, dude, when you start doing that shit, it's too fucking public. Yes, everyone wants to fuck her, but keep it behind closed doors. Like, yeah, so I just think he's distracted. That's all. Hopefully he turns it around next year, but we'll see. Next game up is Rams at the Saints. Both teams are actually fighting to be in the playoffs, shockingly, at 5-6 and 4-7. This is Rams minus 2.5. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking the Rams. That game last week, that Rams game was fucking physical. That was a physical ass game. So they're playing good football, man. Like I think they're right there on the cusp of being like a really good football team. I need a couple more pieces.
Yeah, I'm with you because I got Nacua in fantasy. Him and Cooper Kupp were great last week, even though they lost. I think they beat the Saints team. I'll take the Rams in this one. Who you got?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Rams are just soft on the edges. That's their problem. They don't. But against a team like this, yeah, they're fine. Yeah. Even Kyron Williams is going to have 1,300 yards this year.
Yeah.
Like, he's having a great season.
He's having a good year. No excuse.
So, yeah, I mean, they're 5-6. Not great. Those games that you lose because of special teams or because you can't close out on third down on defense and stuff like that, that's what this team's going through. It's just the way it is, man.
Next up, we got Bucks. Baker at the Panthers. This is Buccaneers minus 6. Derek, who you got?
Bucks by 90.
Yeah.
I think they're giving the Panthers a little bit of a juice here because of how they played last week, and that is not reality.
No. That will come crashing down. I'm all over this game at Bucks minus 6. And look, they're 5-6. Even with all the injuries they have on this team, they've still got a shot at the playoffs in that shitty division there. So Baker's got something to play for, not that he wouldn't play anyways, but Yeah, he's going to win this game easily by a touchdown or more. So I love the minus six there. Next up, holy shit.
And listen, this is what Carolina did last week, right? There's a lot of guys on that team that are like, fuck, I want to off this team, right? They're like, I want out of here. So when you play the fucking Super Bowl champ, returning Super Bowl champs, you go out there and you put on your best fucking performance because you want that coaching staff to be like, we need that guy.
Yep.
Because you're trying to get on that team. Like it's a job interview. I'm telling you, that's what it's like. That shit goes on in the league. Like you're interviewing for a job. With your performance against that team. So that's why they fucking played light. They played good football because everybody was trying to put on a fucking show for them.
Yeah, you tell me Chuba Hubbard doesn't want to be on the Chiefs. He sure the fuck does, dude. And he had a decent game there. Next up, I wish they would have flexed this to the night game, in my opinion.
Yeah, they should have.
Eagles at Ravens. This is probably the game of the week here. This is Baltimore -3 at home. Why not flex that up into the night position? Don't really get it. Who you got?
I'm going to take Philly.
Yep.
Because I think that Philly has a better run. Their run defense is better than Baltimore's.
Yeah. What I love about this game in particular is you're seeing what we talked about earlier in the show. Two teams who have put their quarterbacks in the exact same position as far as limiting the throws and then the runs and everything else. And now we're going to see who wins. And for me, the Eagles are hot right now. And I'm going to stay with Philly and take the points +3.
D'Anthony, this is like a playoff. This is actually like a Super Bowl preview type of game.
It feels like could it. Be. It feels like it. It
definitely could be.
So yeah. Who you got, D'Anthony?
Well, the key to success is to hold Derrick Henry under 75 yards rushing. Good fucking luck, obviously. But these are the two of the top five rush defense teams in the league,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting because you also have the two best running backs in the league on these two teams.
Yep.
Couldn't have built a better matchup. If you're going to give the Eagles 3 points, though, I'll fucking take that all day.
Same. Because it could be a 3-point game, and mm-hmm. at least you'll push. Even if you want to take Philly up a half a point, yeah. I'm good with that. Next up is the night game, 49ers at Bills. Bills are playing well. However, everybody's out for the 49ers here. I don't really get why this is the night game. This is Bills -7. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking the Bills.
Yep. D'Anthony?
So many points. It's still the NFL.
It is. I knocked this down a half a point. I take the
Buffalo,
Bills.
Yeah. In Buffalo, fucking December. Like,
it's going to be snowing, too.
It's going to be snowing as well.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm telling you. Take fucking Buffalo.
I am.
Who's playing quarterback for the 49ers if it's not
Allen? It's a guy named Allen, but I don't know his first name. I just saw it on the back of his jersey.
Brandon Allen. He's 32. I've never fucking heard of this guy.
Where did he go to college?
He was Arkansas?
Yeah, he went to Arkansas, yeah.
Okay.
He's not bad.
He's an SEC guy, though. When's he played in cold weather ever in his life?
He was in Denver.
Oh, he was in Denver. Mm-hmm. Okay. He was so good that we forgot that he was in Denver.
Yeah, he played 3 games in Denver. 46.4% completion percentage. But he may have some experience in the cold. Can he run at all? No, not really. That's like when these ice bowl games, it's like, okay, can you do something else?
Yeah.
Then throw the ball, because then it changes the game. Josh Allen, we know, can fucking run. He could throw 10 passes in this game and win.
Yes. By a touchdown easily. Mm-hmm. I knock this down to 6.5, and I take the Bills easily all day long on this one. Last but not least, they saved it for Monday night. Look at you, Bonix in prime time. I was wrong about the game of the week. I said Eagles Ravens. It's Browns at the Broncos here. This is what matters the most. This is Denver -5 at home. Derek, who you got?
I don't like -5. I really don't like that because I think this is a tight game.
Okay.
Because I think that Myles Garrett is going to fucking go crazy.
He looked good last week. He looked very good last week.
I mean, he looks like the defensive player of the year. You know, yeah. I think he's defensive player of the year. Who's better? Who's better than him?
Nobody.
Nobody on defense.
Nobody.
That's the thing. If they can fucking keep him off the quarterback, then I'll take this. And it all depends on what that scheme is. And I'm sure that they got something set up with chippers and stuff like that. But I think our defense is good enough to hold Cleveland to you know, 16 points. So, but is Bo Nix good enough to fucking score 21 points in this team?
Great question. I'm going to take
Denver just because I fucking do.
Yeah, you do. And you know where
I don't like the 5 points because I think it is a 3-point game.
You know where I'm going.
I know you're going Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm going Browns all day long plus that 5. I'm not going to knock it down or go money line. I'll take the 5. This might be an Ariana Grande bet that I send you on a Sunday or a Monday night, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's going to go two ways. It's going to be a really tight fucking game, or Denver's going to beat their ass. Like, that's the way, you know, that's the way it's going to go. Like, if they get up on them, I don't know, man. It's just.
Dan, break this tiebreaker here.
Broncos, the Browns turnover ratio is -7.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy.
You know, what's crazy is the fact that the Raiders turnover ratio is -17.
Well, look, they don't have anyone over there. It's rough sledding.
Yeah, but you could just kneel out the ball every play and do better than what the Raiders are doing.
Well, that's why they're the Raiders. That's why they continue to be the Raiders.
Just go ahead and punt on first down. Save yourselves the embarrassment.
Yeah. So you're going with the Broncos?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because, like, I mean, just like for value's sake on the bet, the most likely scenario is that Winston turns the ball over 2 or 3 times in a game like this. Regardless of what the Broncos do on offense, the most likely scenario is that Jameis is going to turn the ball over a bunch.
Yeah. Through Christ, anything is possible, and I believe in Jameis this week. Derek, who do you got on Wolf Untamed on the old podcast? Who's your guest this week?
Vincent Vargas.
No shit. Rocco. Rocco. Yeah. Goddamn, dude. Did he come out or did he zoom in?
We zoomed this one, but it was perfect timing because I don't know if you saw this Mike Johnston's Denver mayor bullshit where he's talking about he's not gonna let fucking Homan do his job. And I think that he gives a good insight on what's, you know, he was fucking part of that
Border Patrol. Yeah.
Lead fucking unit, and he's a fucking combat veteran, special forces combat veteran. Ranger. So, you know, Ranger, yeah. So his insight is just fucking incredible. Yeah. So it's a good episode. So go check it out.
Great podcaster. He was our old co-host on this show for 3-4 years. Obviously went on to be a star in the FX show. The spinoff to Sons of Mayans. Anarchy, the Mayans over there. Yeah. So he had to bounce, but great friends and a great, great podcaster, great guest over there. So yeah, download that now. Look, we got the college football preview show coming up tomorrow. I know you watch college. Who do you think is going to win it all this year in college football?
I think it's Oregon. I think Oregon's fucking a little bit better than everybody else. They just got something. They got something going up there.
Yeah, we got to see the Oregon Ohio State game in person, and so they certainly look like the best team right now. So it's not a bad choice, obviously, but we'll see how everything shakes out. It looks like they might get a rematch against Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship, but the line's out for Ohio State, and it very well could be Oregon that wins it all this year. So that's not a bad choice at all. Everybody else is kind of missing something, I feel like, along the way. So
yeah, and then there's some teams up there that Texas at 3 is still a mind-boggler.
It's not a mind-boggler. It's just the schedule. And, you know, that's why I think Indiana was up at 5 where, you know, you don't play anybody and then it just happens. But and then you get, you know, curb stomped. But
well, we'll see tonight what the next rankings are. Yeah. I mean, if, like, Indiana's 11 or higher, they're in. That's it.
Yep.
Same thing with Penn State. They're in. They're probably already in anyways.
Penn State's already in anyways.
Yeah. Ohio State is going to be in.
They're in anyways.
Oregon's going
to
be in.
Oregon's in anyways. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see tonight. That's why we had to switch the NFL and college football show. So we'll give you college tomorrow afternoon live here on the old network. Download Wolf Untamed. And then don't forget to rate this show a 5-star and leave a quick review on iTunes and then head over to Spotify. Do the same thing. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away. It's all the advertisers give a shit about. For Derek Wolf, Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Week 13 NFL Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.